Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mbofu, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Lovely, lovely. I hope you've had a day well spent so far.
Yes, it was a very wonderful day.
Lovely, lovely. Now, we're continuing to talk about conversation on the temptation. And this day, we really want to ask and answer a question by the end of our conversation. Is there some way that we can avoid not just sin, but temptation itself? Can we insulate ourselves in some way to avoid being in a position to even be tempted? And many have unfortunately been so long in a compromised position that sin has become compulsive and addictive. And so is there hope for such a person? So these are the questions that we are going to be looking at. So to start off, Pastor, is there a way to avoid temptation altogether?
All right. Thank you for the preamble and the questions that you have put across. In this place, the temptations are always going to be there. Temptations are always going to be coming to us, and our only safety is when we embrace our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As you put it yesterday, that Christ was tempted and he overcame. So if we want to be victorious, we need to know that temptations are going to be coming. No matter you are a Seventh-day Adventist, you're a Christian, holding a position in the church, we are all subject to temptations. However, the difference comes in the way we are going to respond to such temptations.
Yeah. Now, is it fair to humanity to have us constantly surrounded by temptation and yet still expected to resist?
We are going to a holy place. Heaven is a holy place. And even the holy pair that God created, Adam and Eve, before they fell into temptation, into sin, they went through a test. That is why they were even tempted by the devil. So if ever we are to entertain going to heaven, we need to understand that in this life, temptations are going to be coming to us. And now that we've got the knowledge of Christ, we need to really pull up our stockings and be serious in issues of religion, especially Christianity. We have been casual for quite a long time, right? And yet, as Christians living in 2020, we are living at a time when Christ is about to finish his ministry in the heavenly sanctuary. Now, if we go back to the days of yesterday, when Israel was having a sanctuary, whenever they knew that the priest was in the most holy place, there was a season of fasting and deep heart searching and making sure that one flees from temptation, because they knew that once the priest comes out of the most holy place, if ever one was found with sin, they were going to die. Now, to us who are living today, we don't know when Christ is going to say it is finished. And yet temptation is coming our way. Now, with this knowledge, it must position us in a place whereby each moment everyone has to be doing 100% self-examination to see their relationship with Christ.
Yeah, yeah. Now, What if we then unfortunately succumb to temptation?
If one is, if one succumbs to temptation, a coin has got two faces, right?
Mm.
If one succumbs to temptation, the third part is what I've just been explaining.
Mm.
If death comes your way and you die in sin, then your fate is going to be the one Satan is going to be having at the end of the day, the lake of fire.
Eesh.
That is, I succumb to sin and suddenly death strikes.
Yeah.
And also, if I am to live up until the day Jesus pronounces that it's finished, and then automatically I'll be having the mark of the beast. My destiny, I'm not a candidate of heaven. And on the flip side, there's good news.
Yeah.
Right? Isaiah 1:18, Jesus is appealing to one who is succumbed to sin. He says, come and all of you are heavily laden. Even if your sins are red as crimson, he wants to wash our sins and make them white as snow. Right? So if one falls into sin, the good news is that the Lamb of God that John pointed to in John 1:29, he is ready to take our sins away. That is why he came to planet Earth. And even today, he's still receiving sinners. The book of Ezekiel 33, Christ is pleading to Israel. He says, why must Israel die in sin? Yet I've invested so much in rescuing them. So there is an escape package that we need to embrace by faith. Jesus is very faithful. Even 1 John 1:19, he says, if we confess our sins, to forgive and to cleanse us. So Jesus is ready to forgive and also cleanse. So what is needed amongst the Christian family is we need to acknowledge our position. Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I confess all my sins to Jesus, and Jesus is going to forgive, and I'll be free of sin. Now I cling on to his enabling power to live a sin-free life.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Pastor, before I let you go, here's a question that I really need you to attend to. How do we deal with sins and temptations that have become, compulsive? You know, for example, addictions and sins that we commit without, even thinking about it.
If it could come again.
I'm saying, how do we deal with sins and temptations that have become compulsive, like addictions, sins that we commit without even thinking about them?
All right, thank you. Right, yes, human nature as well as the environment, at times we tend to have this habit, so we become habitual sinners, right? There are some things that individuals claim that now this one is my sin, this one is my sin, and the like, right? Now, if we come to a knowledge of that, no, I'm now living in sin, right? We need to come back to Jesus. I love Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24, where the psalmist says, search me, O Lord, to see if there's any sin that I'm keeping, right?
Yeah.
Jesus is the only one who can search and show us our condition. And we get to know that condition only through reading of Scripture. I like it when one is boarding a plane, right?
Yeah.
You have to pass through that safety where they do checks.
Yes.
So whenever you are in possession of something that is not allowed to pass that area, an alarm is going to sound.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Mm. So as I was looking at Psalms 139, I realized that these habitual sins, if we keep them, right,
mm.
and the alarm sounds and we decide to keep holding on to them, they are going to deny us entry into the new Jerusalem, right? So we need to come to Jesus. Even if it says in Matthew chapter 11, he says, come unto me, all of you who are heavenly laden, right?
Mm.
So the door of mercy is open. Jesus wants us to come. And I was also looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, who says that we must not grieve the Holy Spirit. If I'm now a habitual sinner, that means that I'm grieving the Holy Spirit, because constantly he is going to be reminding me of these sins that I'm now accustomed to. I love also who says, catch us the little foxes, right?
Yeah.
So these are things that we mince, right, in our journey. They will end up growing and becoming big animals, and tomorrow they are the ones that are going to destroy us. So we need to come to the one who knows how to, let me say, we need to come to the antidote of sin, right? There is no medicine that you can buy from the pharmacy or from wherever to deal with the problem of sin except our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the antidote that planet Earth needs so that we overcome sin. I also was going through this of verse 14. If I'm a habitual sinner, right, chances of me going to heaven are going to be very slim, right?
Yeah,
Until I come to him and again, holiness. We need to let go of all sins, wear the beautiful robe, the sinless robe that Jesus gives us, so that when he comes, we'll be able to welcome him and to see the Father face to face. So in this problem of sin, there is hope, my friend. There is hope. All we need to do is to acknowledge our condition. You get to a border point, you have to declare everything that you've got. Now, as Christians, we need to declare the sins that we have committed. Jesus is ready to forgive, to cleanse, and to make us right. And then we cultivate the relationship through reading scripture. Yes, I will reiterate the point on our scripture. We need to have a relationship of keeping his words by our side. It is the only shield and spear that we need to use as we fight the devil in these temptations that it brings to us.
Yeah, I know. I like what you are saying. And of course, God is on top of everything. He does not leave us to be devoured by sin. He always extends his hand so that we may be saved. Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time. Truly, truly appreciate your presence here. We do want to thank you. And we're going to be connecting with you tomorrow again, same time and same place.
Thank you, my brother. It's been a blessing.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
Bye for now.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.